Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridalwood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us now with a look at health headlines. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
So it's hard to pick from the 4,500 studies that are being published at this meeting in Chicago of 30,000 oncologists from around the world. They get together every year for a big, huge meeting of the American Society of Clinical Oncologists. But I thought this one was neat, and hope you'll comment on it, that they're finding among cancer patients who often have difficulty sleeping when they're undergoing their treatment for all kinds of understandable reasons, that yoga is a huge help to them.
Yeah, this is interesting, although we have to be careful because it has not been presented yet. It was a press release and it was not published in any journal. But nevertheless, this was a four-week study looking at 410 survivors of early stage. And emphasis here is we have to be careful about the population that was looked at. And this was early stage cancers. 96% of those people were women, and 75% of those cancer survivors had breast cancer. So it's literally a very select group of people. And it was at 9 community clinical oncology centers. And they were reporting moderate problems with sleep in about 2 to 24 months after finishing their cancer chemotherapy and other therapies. And what was done is that they were randomized into two groups. One group was given a four-week yoga program, which was the hatha or restorative type of yoga classes, and the other group was just given standard care monitoring, so no yoga classes at all. And one of the hypotheses is that because other forms of exercise do help as well, for example, walking programs and resistance training are excellent behavioral options to control and counteract fatigue. Specifically, they wanted to see if doing yoga, which can be a workout for people, I mean, people do sweat and they do work hard when they do yoga, to see if this would help them. And so what happened was is that they had this four-week program, 75-minute sessions twice a week. And at baseline, so at the beginning of the study, about 8 out of 10 of the patients met the clinical criteria for impaired sleep. So there's a specific index that's used, and they did qualify for that. At the end of the trial, so after the end of 4 weeks, they found that 3 out of the 10 yoga participants, or 30% or so, had recovered from their sleep problems, compared to only about 1 to 2 out of 10, or 16% of the control group patients. And that this even happened even though there was a drop in the use of sleeping pills in these groups. So there was something that in the yoga and in the exercise that they were doing that helped contribute to restore their normal sleep patterns without having to use medication to do so. They also find that there was a significant reduction of about 29% of the time of daytime sleepiness. So, a neat little study. We have to keep in mind that it was short term. Don't know what the long term effect was. Hopefully, the long term effect would be even a better outcome for people. But nevertheless, it emphasizes that exercise, at least for the cancer survivors that were able to do this, and remember, this is early stage cancers, 2 to 24 months after their treatments, not while they were doing their treatments, that it seemed to help them. And you know what? It's harmless in terms of actually attempting it. It's exercise, and frankly, any exercise you do is certainly going to provide you with some benefit. And in this case, although a short-term study, certainly did demonstrate that.
And they're some big centers are starting to put it in place, like MD Anderson, which is world famous, down at University of Texas, Beth Israel Medical Center in New York, world famous. They're putting it in as part of their regime now.
Absolutely, and there's certainly no harm in doing that. It's exercise. It's, you can call it yoga, but it's still a form of exercise. And exercise, we do know from other studies, is definitely beneficial for people for sleep and mood improvement.
Thank you, Doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.